Kathleen Finley, the founder of a sexual trauma advocacy organization known as the Zero Now campaign, believes Canada should do simplify the numbers down to 3 digits, 988. And I agree. On the phone with me to talk about it is Kathleen Finley. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Dan.
Now, before we talk about this hotline change in the number, I just want to ask you about the Zero Now campaign. I've never heard of this. Tell us a bit about what Zero Now is.
Well, I've started the Zero Now advocacy campaign a number of years ago because of the growing damage being done to victims of sexual violence and gender-based violence. And it has grown into a significant campaign. One of the things that it has focused my attention on is suicide as a public health risk, because so many of the people that I work with have said to me that they're either thinking of ending their lives or they've tried to end their lives in the past. So that's really focused my attention on what we can do as a society to ensure that it's easier to get the help that people want.
And victims of sexual trauma who you work with all the time, I'm assuming, have a higher suicide rate or suicide attempts because there's a shame maybe about what happened to them? Is that what it is?
Well, there's certainly a greater risk among victims of sexual violence for suicide, as there are with other segments of the population. But it's not just the shame involved. It is the way institutions and organizations handle complaints of sexual harassment and sexual assault when they are brought forward. The victim blaming, the victim shaming, the not believing. It can be even more devastating to the mental health of a sexual assault victim than the assault itself.
And I can't imagine right now, this has to be a very hot button issue, especially with people who are victims of sexual assault, with the whole Weinstein trial going on, the victims being cross-examined. There's lots of, you know, victim blaming and or just we don't believe you. You're doing it to be famous or further your career. I can't imagine the impact that's having on people who have dealt with sexual assault.
It's very re-traumatizing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I think your idea you have here, I think it's a brilliant idea, 988 being the new national suicide hotline. What gave you this idea?
Well, I have been very conscious about suicide prevention efforts, and really, there's a lot of good work out there, but I think our system generally is, I'd have to say, broken. We need new ideas and innovation and disruptive thinking if we're going to make any progress in this war to save lives. One of those new ideas is being implemented right now in the United States. We know hotlines work, but it's critically important that folks connect with the help they need fast. And in the United States, they are launching the 988 hotline to replace their existing 11-digit 800 number. This has happened very quickly. It has, in record time, it has the bipartisan support of Congress, or Senate, the Senate, if you can imagine that.
Wow.
And it is really proceeding very quickly. They're working on the consultation period right now, and implementation will be going forward after that.
Now, why do you think there is a stigma with the 11-digit number? You mentioned, I was reading an article, you mentioned there is a stigma with the current 11-digit suicide hotline.
Well, it is, if you think about it, if you phone 911 when your house is burning down, yep, or you need some other kind of help from police or ambulance, nobody ever thinks that there's anything stigmatizing or wrong about phoning 911. The suicide prevention line, it is, I would just say that it draws attention to the fact that you're in that kind of trouble. You have to go through the phone book to find, you know, under suicide prevention or mental health services, or you have to do a Google search on it. You don't have the number readily available. It's a constant reminder that you're in the space that you're in. If people just automatically were able to dial 988 to get the help they need, there would be less of a stigma attached to it.
I even think, too, when you're in a state of crisis, I think it's just much easier. I mean, myself, I gave out that national hotline number probably 3 or 4 times yesterday, and I can't remember it now. I would have to look it up. 988, it's instantly you can instantly memorize it. It's simple. I think it makes so much sense. What kind of support are you getting, and what do you need to achieve to make this happen? Is there a petition? How does it work to go from here to advance this?
Well, I have to say that prior to yesterday, I hope was a bit of a game changer. But prior to that, I was reaching out to the Prime Minister and the party leaders, MPs, senators, cabinet ministers, before, during, and after the federal election. I got no response from anyone at all, which was really disheartening because it is such an important issue. And, you know, you hear these people talking about it sometimes. Occasionally, but you know, it would be nice if they realized that it would be helpful to do something about it. And throwing their support behind this idea would be really very helpful. I'm hoping that now that we've brought some national attention to it, that there might be some interest in helping me to push this idea forward. I'll be contacting the CRTC again. I did that in the past as well and got nowhere with them. But I will be contacting the CRTC this morning to get them to begin the process of designating 988 in Canada as a suicide prevention hotline.
Well, I think I don't know why anybody wouldn't get behind this. I think it's an amazing move, and I think it just makes perfect sense, especially if we have to follow the lead of the U.S. That's what we have to do, follow the lead of the U.S. But 988 for the National Suicide Hotline, I really wish you all the best, and I hope everyone gets behind this. Appreciate you taking the time to talk about it.
And thanks very much for your interest.
Absolutely. Thank you. That was Kathleen Finley, founder of Zero Now, pushing for 988 to be the new national suicide hotline. I think it's a fantastic idea. 988, it just makes absolute sense, easy to memorize, and very, very accessible for anyone who does need to reach out.